get my home and garden cheat sheet back out today. Welcome legendary builder Steve Baldwin joins us. And Steve, I'd like a nickel for every nail you've hammered.
Well, I think I'd like a nickel back all myself on all those. It's good to be here, Greg. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm. As you know, I'm here to plug the Home and Garden Show this year for the Home Builders Association of Jackson. It's actually our 45th presentation of this home show. This year, it's gold sponsors by Consumers Energy. Very generous of them. We have 60 vendors here. They occupy
75.
Is it 75 vendors? Okay, maybe they've filled it up since then.
We had some new additions.
Okay,
yesterday.
Okay. That's good, because there's about 90 booths that are occupied. So. Uh-huh. We have a gambit of people, of the vendors, you know, builders, remodelers. I think there's 10 or 12 of those there, landscapers, heating, cooling, garage door people, electricians, window and door siding people. There's something for everybody.
Banks.
There. Pardon me?
Money people.
Banks. Oh, there are. Yeah, there's financial, insurance agents, real estate people, lumber yard even, generator and lawn equipment. So there's something there for everybody. And we're hoping everybody will come out. I know it's going to be a nice, shiny weekend, but it'll be shiny inside this beautiful building, too. If you've never been inside that, it's
great building, isn't it?
It truly is. And we're thankful to have that to use.
Well, you've been in the business a long time. You've seen the peaks and the valleys. Where are we at right now, Steve?
Well, you know, it's a strange situation we're in. The building business is actually booming, kind of being handcuffed by lack of employees or even in people that are willing to work these days. And then we've got the logistics, the shipping, and the manufacturers aren't really up to par. So it's, even if you start a house, it could take a few months longer than what it used to, just because of the material being shortage. But a lot of people are working through it. So it didn't seem to bother too many people, even that the price of lumber was up. Now it's dropped back a bit. But with the interest rates as low as they are, that I think that makes up the difference to some people.
Will that eventually correct itself? What do you see?
Well, you know what? I don't think it'll ever go back to where it was. You know, there is, you know, in all industries, there's that five-letter word greed. So I don't think it will ever drop back to where it was. But it has came down quite a bit. It's a lot more affordable. But
what about the availability of product?
Well, you know, the lumber and shingles and stuff are pretty available. The biggest thing hard to get is vinyl siding. I've talked to my friends at the kitchen shop, and if you order cabinets or a kitchen, it's 24 weeks, which is 6 months, to get a kitchen anymore. So that's just lack of production in those woodworking shops. How that's going to all feather out, I don't have a clue, but it's...
It is what it is, I guess.
It sure is.
There's not much you can do about it.
Right, yeah.
But you still get a good feeling about people building.
They are. The phone's still ringing. And we're... You know, we're putting people off till next year and next summer and next fall if you want. But I know all my friends that are in the building business are working right along. Everybody could use a couple more hands on their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that they're not available. But
how do we fix that?
Well, you know, the Michigan Home Builders Association has started a new project to help school a construction program through the high schools and stuff, how it used to be. Instead of, I have nothing against college, but everybody's not a college person.
Sure.
So they need to go to the skilled trades there is being a program introduced to all the high schools that will be available to the young men that are still in school.
Good jobs, too, aren't they?
Yes, they pay well, you know. It's interesting work. It's not sitting at a desk or a computer. And if we could draw some of those young men away from the computers, we may be better off. Everybody may be better off. So,
yeah. So Baldwin's been pretty busy?
We are. We have three new homes going right now. Additions to start. We do additions and new homes. You know, it's a variety of things. You know, we do anything to pay the bills, basically. But So, anyway, yeah.
You go as fast as you can.
We do. And, you know, like I said previously, our hands are tied a lot just by the availability of certain products. Most of the homeowners are on board with all that. But, you know, after a little length of time, they get a little bit jumpy. And just have to remind them that we're doing the best we can. So.
Well, you've been a member of the Home Builders Association for years.
Right.
That's been a good group.
It is a good group. They're all wonderful men. I'm actually the immediate past president. Aaron Strauss has been a wonderful president. And we've got good guys coming up. These are all licensed, insured companies, which I urge all people to investigate before you hire anybody, to make sure they're licensed and insured. It's only and ensures yourself of getting a good job done.
What's the first question somebody should ask when they hire
well,
a
yeah,
builder?
Exactly. That's what I would ask. Do you have a builder's license?
Sure.
And it's not that hard to get, but, you know, some people are ineligible to get it. They won't give it to, you know, felons or anything like that. So just protect yourself and hire a licensed builder. You can get all the information you need by calling the Home Builders Association, and our EO will give you names and numbers of a variety of people for whatever part of the building process you're interested in.
So they will recommend?
They recommend our members,
yeah,
obviously, which we have a lot. We've got about 110 different companies in our association. We could always use more. A lot of the young people don't feel they need to be in an organization, but if you do join this, it gives us a bigger voice in Lansing to get more lobbyists to voice to keep the building codes at a good norm instead of being ridiculous.
Just the people you meet, right?
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. With the over 100.
Right. There's 100 different businesses right now. The socializing, the working with each other always works out well.
Yeah.
And everybody's friends there. You would think there'd be a lot of animosity between builders and stuff, but
we're all
friends. There's enough work for everybody. Yeah. You just, you know, respect everybody and do what you can. So
where are you located at?
We live between Michigan Center and Napoleon.
Okay. Do a lot of work out there.
We do a lot of work around the lakes out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a big job in Jackson on Brown Street. The Soares Project remodeled that old mansion there. That was quite a project last year. That's a great cause. So
you can go to the website. You can get a free ticket.
You can.
I think.
Yeah, hope so. Yeah. There's a lot of places to get free tickets. I think you just...
Call Steve.
I do have a handful of them, right. And I'm sure if you call the home builder's office, we could set you up with some, too. So,
hopefully you have a good turnout this weekend.
I'm hoping. It's a very spacious building, so there's lots of room for social distancing and... you know, please abide by the COVID rules. If you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask. But everybody come out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, what's your number if somebody has a project they want to talk about?
My phone number, my personal cell is 517 414-1219.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Have a great day, Greg.
Steve Baldwin, Baldwin Builders, and he'll be there to answer any question you might have. Home and Garden Show this weekend.